This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu has strongly emphasized the nation's commitment to become a developed country. She stated that achieving this goal by the year 2047 will require equal participation of both women and men. Addressing the second convocation ceremony of Patanjali University in Haridwar today, the president said that collective effort is essential to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. Highlighting the importance of women's education, Mrs. Murmu said that educated daughters will enhance the pride of the nation.
शिक्षित बेटियां अपनी आंतरिक शक्ति और प्रतिभा से भारत माता का गौरव बढ़ाए। आज समय आ गया है देश को आगे बढ़ने के लिए, क्योंकि यहां 140 करोड़ जनसंख्या भारत में है, उनमें से 50% महिलाएं, जो हम सपने देख रहे हैं 2047 तक भारत को विकसित भारत बनाएंगे, तो बेटियां और भाई सभी का सहयोग चाहिए।
With just 2 days left, campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak. Star campaigners from both NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are addressing public rallies across the state. Addressing a public rally in Ara in Bhojpur district, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the NDA elections manifesto represents a sincere effort for the development of Bihar. In contrast, he described the Mahagathbandhan's manifesto as a document full of falsehoods. Mr. Modi stated that the NDA's resolution document focuses on education, healthcare, employment and irrigation. The Prime Minister further said that under the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana, more than 1 crore 30 lakh beneficiaries have received financial assistance of 10,000 rupees each.
बिहार की ज्यादा से ज्यादा बहने लखपति दीदी बने, इस पर सुविचारित योजना आपके सामने प्रस्तुत की गई है। साथियों, मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना ने बिहार की हर बहन आज खुशियों से भर गई है। अभी तक बिहार की 1 करोड़ 30 लाख बहनों के खाते में 10,000 रुपया पहुंच चुका है।
Meanwhile, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has said that if Mahagathbandhan comes to power in Bihar, it will provide the best education.
Mahagathbandhan will come to power in Bihar and we will provide the best education to you. I give the personal guarantee to you that the day the India Alliance comes to power in the center, we will open a university as good as Nalanda University. We will open such a university where students from across the world will come and take admission.
The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the country's heaviest communication satellite, CMS-03, this evening. The launch is scheduled to take place from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh at 5:26 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The 67th edition of Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan will begin today with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. Classical music performances will be held in 24 cities across the country during the month-long event. At least 23 people were killed and 11 injured in an explosion at Waldo's supermarket in Hermosillo, Sonora in Mexico on Saturday afternoon. Authorities believe the blast was accidental, possibly caused by a transformer inside the store, and have ruled out any violent attack. In men's cricket, chasing the target of 187, India was 61 for 1 in 5.2 overs against Australia in the third T20 international at the Bellevue Open in Hobart when the reports last came in. Put into bat first, Oates posted 186 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Tim David scored 76 runs while Marcus Stoinis added 64. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Stadium Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match has been delayed due to heavy rain. India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.